WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris on the University of Michigan campus telling young voters in the audience.
I love your generation. I really do. And one of the things about it is you are rightly impatient for change. I love that about you. You are impatient for change.
Donald Trump at a rally in Atlanta.
Kamala is labeling more than half of the country as the enemy combatants, and she's calling them all fascists and Nazis, okay? But she's a fascist, okay? She's a fascist.
Today, Kamala Harris holds a rally on the White House Eclipse, where Donald Trump rallied his supporters on January 6th after losing the 2020 election. The FBI has now joined the investigation into the burning of ballot boxes in the Pacific Northwest. Hundreds of ballots were burned. The U.S. Postal Service says if you are voting by mail, it's a very good idea to get your ballot in today. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Harris Walls campaign says former President Bill Clinton will visit the Fox Valley in Milwaukee Thursday. Clinton's visit comes roughly a week after former President Barack Obama campaigned with vice presidential nominee Tim Walz in Madison. Clinton is expected to encourage Wisconsin Democrats to vote early. As the tax season approaches, the IRS encourages you to sign up for an Identity Protection Personal Identification Number. That's an extra layer of security that helps prevent people from filing a tax return using your name and Social Security number and then stealing your refund. More information is available at irs.gov. And it's time again to keep a keen eye out for deer in roadways. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says crash numbers involving deer begin rising during mating season in October and November. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny, windy, and warm today with record to near-record highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. The wind out of the south gusting to 30 to 40. Tonight, 68. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 77 with some scattered rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. The rain could be heavy, too, with a half inch or more possible. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:06 going on 8:07 on Tuesday morning. It is beautiful out there, as you just heard Sean Cable talking about it this morning. Going to be a great Tuesday. As a reminder, if you want to text in, what do you think Dave did at 3 o'clock this morning? Text those answers in, 608-355-9970. So far, no one has the correct answer yet, so keep them coming. We're having a lot of fun. Coming up and after this, we'll have Emily and I. We've got some more fun stories to talk about related to Halloween. Here is Eye of the Tiger on Max FM. maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 8:10 on Tuesday morning. Let's take a look at this beautiful weather forecast for today. I'm excited. It's beautiful out. It's Tuesday morning. The sun is up. And, you know, we're going to be mostly sunny with high of 81, breezy, south winds 15 to 20, wind gust up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 68. So what it feels like right now, that is our low tonight. Again, the winds are going to continue. On Wednesday, it'll start out sunny. We are going to see showers, possibly a thunderstorm later in the day. High is 76. A breeze will continue 15 to 20 miles per hour. We are keeping an eye on the potential for severe weather on Wednesday night. We will monitor that. I'm going to get all the radar up and make sure everything's running properly tomorrow night. And if we do need to break into our regular programming, we will do so. Our meteorologists are also keeping an eye on this as well. On Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Temperatures falling throughout the day as a cold front comes through. It'll be 46 by 5 p.m. We are expecting that the precipitation will stop in time for trick-or-treating. Now, Thursday night, it's going to clear out. We're going to have a low of 32, so if you're going to be out trick-or-treating, you want to dress warm for that. Friday, sunny with a high of 52, currently 69 degrees outside the Max FM studios, Emily. It's beautiful out there today.
It's beautiful out there, and I was just thinking about a couple of things I wanted to mention in terms of Halloween. It sounds like the rain's going to clear by trick-or-treating time, so yay! I'm so glad for the littles out there who are worried about getting rained on. They won't care. They'll go out, and they'll still get their candy, but a little trick I used to do, and my mom used to tell me I had to wear my, you know, ugly winter coat over my beautiful costume is, you know, I kind of learned that whole long-sleeve trick under your costume, so if you're feeling like, you know, your parents are going to push that on you, try to find like a sweatshirt or like a long sleeve shirt, a long John shirt, and stick that underneath your costume so you can at least have some sleeves on. Then maybe you can get around having that coat over your costume, because I mean, you know, that stinks to work on a costume and have this beautiful display of Halloween action on your in your costume and then not be able to show that off. So anyways, sorry parents out there, but that was a way around that.
That's a great idea, because I remember wearing shorts as a kid on occasion and my legs would be freezing out there, you know, because you don't think about that stuff. So
I also just want to do like a little shout out fun thing. I really appreciate the rock and roll songs in the morning because it just like gets everyone going and it's fabulous. And as we covered on the celebrity birthdays, Kevin Mark Dubrow was the, you know, original lead singer of Quiet Riot. Well, secret, I love rock and roll music and I love live music. I went out to Broadfest this last summer and got to be up in the front because of a little hookup I get from my husband's hot sauce company. But anyways, I got to see Quiet Riot in person.
Nice.
And like, who knows what rock bands are going to be like after they've been doing it for a very long time. Well, I have to say, I was incredibly impressed. It was so much fun. The new lead singer, his name's Jizzy Pearl. He's been doing it since 2019. He killed it. Such stage presence. So anyways, if you get a chance, you know, some of these old rockers, they just don't change. They're just awesome live. And it was, I've seen a lot of live music, and that was honestly probably in one of the top 10 shows of my life. Like, it was fabulous. So go Quiet Riot. Go rock and roll.
Definitely. And that's why we like playing that music here. Best of the 80s and 90s. We have a lot of fun with it. And speaking of fun, you still can text in those ideas of what was Dave doing at 3 o'clock this morning. We've had some great answers. Text line 608-355-9970 or use a free Civic Media app. Click the text button. We'll talk about it right around 850. We'll give the answer again. It was not doing computer stuff. And the other thing I did not do was any cleaning. I did not do any housework or cleaning. Someone messaged me about that. No, I did not clean anything at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know if that's a good idea if you can't sleep. I mean, maybe there's a sense of satisfaction of getting a task done and then you can go back to sleep, but I feel like that would just start a whole whirlwind of like, so much to do. Like, I feel like that's not a good thing to do to try to rest.
No, it isn't. And what I did wasn't a much better idea, but it wasn't noisy either. That's our part with cleaning is you make a little bit of noise. I try to save the cleaning for the weekend. That just seems like a better time to do the cleaning anyways. So,
yes, you know, absolutely. We don't want to wake up the other people who are getting a good night's sleep in the house. Leave them alone, right?
Yeah, no one was getting good night's sleep here, unfortunately. But not my fault this time. You know, but it is Halloween almost. And, you know, the other holiday that's right around the corner, Emily, is Thanksgiving. And it's election season. And there's some surprising new polls, but nothing earth-shattering like this. Campbell's Soup released its annual Thanksgiving poll on America's favorite sides. And we have a major upset. Mashed potatoes is not number one. Oh, are you kidding
that
me?
That can't be. I mean, literally, I read this and I was like, oh my God. Like, that can't be. Everybody loves mashed potatoes. It does all the things for your soul. It does all the things for your body. It does all the things for the holiday. I mean,
right?
It's quite therapeutic to make mashed potatoes when you get them out and you get going with the blender or with the hand mixer or however you do it.
The potato masher.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many. It's all of the things that really kind of represent comfort, right? And safety
is.
All these great feelings. And it's really sad. So Campbell's Soup does a poll, right? And they released its annual poll on the Thanksgiving sides we're looking forward to the most. And in a shocking upset, stuffing has overtaken mashed potatoes on the top spot.
No way. I love stuffing.
It.
Don't get me wrong. Stuffing is one of my favorites. But mashed potatoes is still higher on that list, while turkey and everything else. But turkey's not the side, right?
That's not the sides. It's a different list, Dave. Now keep it straight
now. And we're going to find that
I'm not talking any trash about stuffing either, but like, mashed potatoes is just where it's at. Like, I feel like we need to have our own poll and then send some, you know, notices to Campbell's and be like, yo,
we're probably gonna do that. Yeah, we got to find that out. That maybe will be tomorrow's thing or a Thursday's thing later on in the week, because I have a poll ready for tomorrow already. So we'll have some fun with the text line. So we buried before we forget, the top five were stuffing, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, and mac and cheese. Now, they must have talked to some older people, because the nation's kids would not agree with the green bean casserole ahead of mac and cheese.
I love green bean casserole.
I do, too. Green bean casserole is great. And mac and cheese, I'm sorry, that doesn't belong on the Thanksgiving table. I'm going to say it. No one get upset. No one text in with and be angry about that. But mac and cheese is not for Thanksgiving. I'm going to be thankful for the rest of the food. And Michael just texted in.
I mean, it can be a side and not get hated on. But, like, it's not a traditional one. And not to be saying that everything needs to be, like, traditional, what we remember from when we were kids or what you see in the movies. It doesn't need to be that. But come on, we're doing a poll here. Like, let's concentrate on the good stuff.
Concentrated on the good stuff. So Michael just texted in and said green bean casserole is his favorite as well. So Michael, we're right there with you. It's our favorite. We love it. So you know what? And so we better look at the rest of this. 56% of Americans like Thanksgiving sides more than the entree. So turkey and ham or some sort of nut loaf if you're vegan. And 38% say they would be fine to fill their plate with just one of the side dishes. Also, 43% of adults say they will celebrate Friendsgiving this year. That's a blast. We've talked about that in prior shows, so we'll definitely talk about that as we get closer to Thanksgiving. But
yeah,
green bean casserole is right up there. But you know what's not on this list, Emily, as I'm sitting here looking at this?
Cranberries?
Yes!
I noticed, too.
Yeah, it's like we both thought the same thing. And no, we did not text ahead of time and said we're going to talk about cranberries
there's no communication going on here. There's just a cosmic connection with like the cranberries and let's call it the first dog named Bear and the owning of the blue healers or the red healers. You know, like, there's just some connections happening. But cranberries, I mean, I'm a person that I like to have all the sides on my plate. I'll take a little bit of turkey, but generally my plate is filled with sides. And cranberries are a Wisconsin thing. And whether or not you do it out of the can where it still has the ridges on it, which is kind of like, you know, cute and funny and also traditional. So, you know, go for it and do that. Slice it up. Or my stepmom, Joanne, she makes absolutely wonderful homemade cranberries of the real cranberries that you're talking about, the actual berries.
Real cranberries.
There's just so much you can do with cranberries. They're so good mixed with turkey. And then you put them on your sandwich that you have later that night when you're
Exactly.
I know, it's so good. I have a little, when we talk about this again, when we get a little bit closer to Thanksgiving, maybe we'll have a little bit of some, you know, text in with your ideas, but I think we should call it a stovetop conspiracy scandal. I think
we
should. We'll get some good sound effects. We're gonna bring this up.
Well, I'm working on sound effects, so anyone that's curious, but of course, I'm just the interim morning show host right now. Emily's a permanent morning co-host, so I'm just the interim guy, kind of like the intern, but I'm going to mess around on Saturday.
Dave's my intern now.
Yeah, I'm your intern. There you go.
It happened quick. All right. I see a shift already. Okay.
Yeah. Right, so, yeah, we may have a shift and we'll just go with that. But, you know, I am trying to find some sound effects, and I'm going to mess with our morning show guy that's going to be in Saturday. I've already got some plans to mess with him. But I have to remember, he's also my boss, but I've got some great ideas when I'm going to do Saturday
morning.
All
the more reason. I've seen you two in a room before, and yeah, sure, he's your boss, but I'm saying, I think you guys just have a good time and let the personalities out. Let them loose.
We do.
Let them go. I'm looking forward to it. Maybe I'll get up at the crack of dawn on Saturday. And
you should. Because, yeah, right around 7 o'clock, we start getting in our groove. Last time we did the morning show together, we both came rolling in a little bit late because one of us went and got donuts. The other one went and got coffee, thinking the other person was going to be there. And
come on.
Yeah, we were waltzing in, both fashionably late. Luckily, we had some music in there. But, yes, we've been known to goof around. And by 7:10 in the morning, we got some warnings about, hey, you guys remember, behave yourselves. So.
Oh, wow. That early, huh? All right,
yeah,
so you're late and already walking the line of misbehavior on the radio. That's impressive. I mean, if that's not enough to tell people out there to tell all their friends to tune in, I think that's a good call. I think listeners out there, tune in on Saturday because it sounds like it might be a roller coaster.
Oh, it will be. I guarantee it. And we are unscripted. Just like this morning show, completely unscripted. The same thing happens on Saturday. And whatever we're thinking coming out of our heads is coming out of our mouths typically, which, yes, it does get us in trouble. We're actually going to answer the phone on Saturday morning. I'm putting a phone in the studio on Saturday morning. So we're working on seeing if we can get people on air, which is going to be the worst idea ever because we're both going to get in trouble with that, too.
Yeah.
So.
So everyone call. Everyone call the phone in the studio on Saturday morning and, you know, call them out on their behavior. I'd say it's a good call. Just put it in your calendar. It's just let's check the radio personalities and tell them their business because Lord knows we're up here telling you guys yours. So you might as well turn it around on us.
We're going to have fun with it. And Chris also texted in and he says that he loves the green bean casserole. So, yeah, green bean casserole, one of our favorites. So, yeah, Emily, we're definitely going to have a little bit of fun with this as we get closer to Thanksgiving because we are going to talk about food. We're all about the food here. So looking forward to that.
You know, it's all about candy right now. Starting Friday, it's all about food. Let's just do it.
Exactly.
I mean, whatever. That brings everybody together. That's one thing we all have to do. This is a commonality between all humans and animals. Gotta eat, as my dad says. Gotta eat. So you might as well.
Gotta
talk about it first. And then, you know, hopefully be able to go have a good breakfast after our morning show's over. I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Right. Because we're already hungry as we're talking about food.
Exactly.
right. So again, we're going to have people text in what their guesses are, what Dave did at 3 o'clock this morning. So far, no one has the right answer. And again, it was not cleaning.
Really?
No one has it. Yeah. No one's going to guess it. I'm almost banking on it, Emily, that no one's going to guess it. So that's
so
what I'm banking on.
Are you hearing this out there? Dave legit set us up to fail. Like, trick question all day. No one's going to guess it.
No one is.
At least it gets people active on their phones and communicating with us, which is why this is fun. So he just
no
wants
one's
to
guessing
come up
it.
With
I almost can bet on
all
it.
The time.
There's only one person who knows what I did this morning, and Wendy's not going to leak it out. So there is
no
one that's going to guess this. And so, but keep texting those ideas in 608-355-9970. That's our morning poll. What did Dave do at 3 o'clock this morning? We're having some fun with it. Emily, you'll be back with me. We're going to talk calendar days in a little while here. So we're going to have more fun on the morning show.
Looking forward to it.
Sounds good. It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small-town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me and Merrill, Population 9000, or a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Maybe.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is 8:30 on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Keep those guesses coming. Here is 38 Special on Max FM. And more 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on a beautiful Tuesday morning, 8:35 a.m. I cannot believe it is October, the end of October almost, and we have some beautiful weather out there. Get out and enjoy today while you can. Yes, it will be a little windy, but you know what? It's still going to be a beautiful day today. We are looking at a high near 81 degrees today. Breezy winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, gust up to 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 68. Again, the breeze will continue, wind gust up to 35. Wednesday will start off kind of nice, and then we're looking at showers and thunderstorms late in the day, high near 76. Wednesday night, possibility of severe weather, and we are going to monitor that through the evening. And if need be, we will break in. Our meteorologists are keeping an eye on that as well. Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Temperatures falling to 46 by 5 o'clock. So you want to dress warm for trick-or-treating. We're hoping to see the rain over by then. We're monitoring that right now. On Friday, sunny with high of 52. Currently 69 degrees outside. As a reminder, if you want to text in, this is your final chance to guess at what Dave did at 4 o'clock this morning. 608-355-9970. And no cheating out there. We had someone who reached out to, I'll just say, I know who, how this all happened. So we had someone text me directly, and he does have the right answer. But no, disqualified. We keep an eye on this stuff. We know how all of these things. So, yeah, we're having a lot of fun with that. Tomorrow morning, we will have a new poll. We have a Halloween-themed one. That's going to be what's tomorrow morning. Again, text line 608-355-9970. And text in what you think I was doing at 4 o'clock this morning after waking up at 3 o'clock. Emily and I will talk about that in about 10 minutes. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, baking better together.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Bucks dropped their third straight, falling to the Celtics in Boston, 119-108. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 30 points and 10 rebounds. Damian Lillard added 33. The Bucks dropped a 1-3. Boston off to a 4-0 start. Packers optimistic about the injury status of quarterback Jordan Love. Test on Monday reportedly showed no significant damage to his injured groin, but his status for Sunday's game against Detroit remains up in the air. Week 8 came to a close in the NFL with Pittsburgh knocking off the New York Giants 26-18 on Monday night. Russell Wilson threw for 278 yards and a touchdown in the win. LA Dodgers now one victory away from another World Series crown. The Dodgers beat the Yankees 4-2 last night to go up 3-0 in the series. Freddie Freeman clubbed a two-run homer, giving him a home run in five straight World Series games. Game four is tonight. The Yankees need a win to stay alive. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny, windy, and warm today with record to near record highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. The wind out of the south gusting to 30 to 40. Tonight, 68. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 77 with some scattered rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow. Into tomorrow night, the rain could be heavy too with a half inch or more possible. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7.
99.7 Max FM.
Rock around the clock.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire. One of my favorite artists. And Emily, I love Billy Joel. Why can't I say any?
I was literally just dancing around my home studio with that song. And I have to say, first of all, shout out to Billy Joel. That dude is so talented. It's not just his songwriting, the piano. I mean, he just goes on and on. I grew up listening to him all the time. We had all his records, played him over and over again. My dad plays guitar, so like I got a lot of music in my life. I always feel very honored about that. And we were always playing Billy Joel. So love that guy. And I have to say, that song is a straight up history lesson. Like if anyone doesn't want to hit the books or the internet, just listen to that song. Every time I hear it, and I've heard it probably, you know, I don't even know how many hundreds of times since
hundreds
it came
times,
out on the
I'm
radio.
Sure.
I learn something every time I listen to it. It's so incredible. And as I age and I learn more about the history that he's talking about, it's just, hands down, one of the coolest songs ever. Thanks for playing it.
It is, you bet. And the Fall Out Boy version, the new one they came up with, it's okay. You know, I'm not a huge fan of it just because Billy Joel did everything chronologically with this song as well. And that was a huge part of how this song was written back in the day. And it was all current events, as he kind of had alluded to. And it's just one of my favorites back in the day, and did a few Billy Joel things back in the day. We'll just leave it at that.
Well, nope, we're going to blow that secret wide open someday, but not today because we've got other things to talk about.
We do, and we've had some great guests come in, but I'm going to keep everyone in suspense a little bit longer. We're going to do calendar days, and then we're going to talk about what Dave did at 4 a.m. this morning. So
I thought we went from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. I'm just
right.
Saying,
well,
like,
I woke up
slept,
at 3 a.m.
Are you not knowing what time it is? Okay.
Well,
right.
No, I woke up at 3 a.m. No, I woke up at 3 a.m. and I chatted with Corey Hartman for quite a while as we're talking about breakfast and that type of stuff and the fact nothing was open. So, and then about 4 a.m. I got up and did stuff.
At 4 a.m. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not possible to guess it, but keep guessing anyways just for fun because that's why we're here, to have fun in the morning. And
exactly.
Put Dave on the spot, you know, and he can tell us all the things that happen at 4 in the morning.
Right.
Yeah. So that's not a calendar day deal,
calendar
but that
days.
Is the day thing.
Right. And so we do have calendar days, and I'm going to take one of the serious ones first. So today is World Stroke Day. So we want to keep those muscles and limbs moving and want to be healthy and active. And as a reminder, if you know someone that is showing symptoms of a stroke, know what those are, get them in for treatment. I did lose my father to this. So it's something that is definitely something near and dear to my heart today. So definitely make sure to know those symptoms.
Yeah, there is magnets that you can have up on your refrigerator that show the symptoms. And it's very, you know, it's just very clear. And it's just a good reminder of what to look for with the people that you live with, because it's important and you can get ahead of it. So,
yes, you can.
Pointing that one out, Dave.
You bet.
On a little serious note, I guess this isn't that serious, but it's just kind of like calm. It's National Hermit Days. It says, forego all your worldly ties for a day to recharge and enjoy your own company. And I really just like the way that they put that because, as an extrovert, enjoying my own company has been a struggle for a long time for me.
Right.
I just like people. I like being around people, which is why radio is so fun for me because I feel like I'm with everybody all the time. But, you know, staying home a bit during the pandemic really kind of introduced that, how lovely that is to me. And you do need to take a step away if you have a chance, even if it's for half an hour, you know, take a walk, whatever it is. But, I mean, you may not be able to be a hermit for the whole day of October 29th, but just, enjoy yourself and do those nice self-talk that it can be real positive because we're real hard on ourselves, so just kind of give yourself a break today and give yourself some nice, good, positive feedback because we all deserve it. We all do a great job out there. So National Hermit Day, if you get to actually hermit yourself all day, good for you. Go for it.
Have
turn the radio off and
that.
Just enjoy yourself.
Exactly. Well, and another important one is National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. So it's about disposing your prescription drugs properly. A lot of police departments and law enforcement agencies take those in, check their Facebook pages, and they dispose of that stuff properly. And also, believe it or not, you don't want to just dump that stuff down your toilet. That ends up in our wastewater and all of that. I know quite a bit about wastewater. We'll just leave it at that. So a little bit
so
of life
conversations for the future.
Yes. So this is something I very much know a lot about, and long story there, we'll talk about that sometime, but don't dump it in your toilet. That is not the place to do it. Please take it, get it disposed of responsibly. Check with your medical provider or your local law enforcement agency on proper disposal ways of doing that.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, a lot of Dave's background, as some folks in the community know, are going to apply to a lot of different things that we can talk about.
Yes.
He's done a lot of things. So between the two of us, man, we got it covered. We'll
we
uncover
do.
Things as we go here. On a lighter note, if your name's Martina, just shout out to all of you. It's National Martina Day. I mean, what a cool name to have. And you get your own day. So you get a birthday and you get a Martina Day. So, you know, I guess if your name's Martini and you enjoy, you know, imbibing, go have a martini on your Martina Day. Because
I thought it was Martina Day, so...
Not Martini Day. That's
not Martini Day. Dang
just
it!
Kidding. No.
All right. Well, it's National Oatmeal Day, so you can eat nutritiously today. So that's a good one.
You can, and some restaurants offer some. It's kind of new out there. They offer some good, like alternatives to like the kind of traditional oatmeal that
right
steel cut. I think they're just the I don't know. They're doing some cool stuff with that the foodie world. So go check it out. It's really, really very healthy and good for you.
Not oatmeal cookies.
Those are good too, but
yeah,
it's also, National Internet Day. So that's kind of fun. The World Wide Web, the information highway, cyberspace, the interwebs. These are all such old school terms. So if you're under, I don't know, a certain couple of generations, we're not going to throw out numbers, but remember those terms because we were around from before it was a thing. So we kind of live a cool life to be on both sides of that. I love it.
Me too. And then the last one I saw, it's National Cat Day. So if you have a cat out there, enjoy the company of your cat because they deserve their day too.
Absolutely. Every day is cat day as far as they're concerned. But you know what? We can give them a little extra love today and they won't even question it because they think that's our job. So, you know,
right.
National Cat Day. Enjoy. I'm going to be dressing up my cats in Halloween costumes in 2 days. So hopefully they'll enjoy not having that happen to them because they're about to get embarrassed. So,
yeah, those poor cats. So, all right. Fine. So we are going to go through some of the guesses that came in on the text line. And what did Dave do at 4 a.m. after talking to Corey Hartman for quite a while? No, I did not dance. No, I didn't do computer stuff. So those are out of the question. I did not work. Didn't do anything with nail
That's
polish.
Good.
Let's see. No, I didn't. Well, there's a story there. Did not get a bat out of the house, thankfully. So that was a good thing. And I don't want to have to do that ever. Made breakfast for Wendy in bed. Nope. Sorry. Did not do that.
Oh, that would have been nice, though. Maybe that's a hint, hint.
It probably was. Someone also asked if we had a sick dog. Nope. And that's a worse sound to wake up to. Someone asked me if I rake leaves at 4 a.m. This person, someone knows me and how I like have my yard work. But no, I did not rake leaves. And, you know, I didn't want to make that much noise at 4 a.m. Let's see. Someone also said, take the dog for a walk. Nope. And did I wash a car? Nope. I did not do that either. So those are all things I did not do. So what did I do at 4 o'clock this morning?
What did you do? I can't wait. The suspense is literally
killing
me.
I know. You don't even know the answer.
I have no
idea. So I decided once I was wide awake, we needed to do some work outside, and it was nice and warm out, and I have enough lighting to do this. I did some painting outside this morning at 4 o'clock or so in the morning. Yes. Yes. That's what I was doing.
You are a straight crazy person. That's okay.
Yep.
We need
so
to reassess
I was doing
this
some,
situation.
Yeah. Well, and so we have, it's somewhat time sensitive, right? Because of the temperatures that we're having and so forth. I had some work I needed to do. And so in order to get this work done tonight, I have to get 3 coats of paint on. So I got the first one on last night. And a little bit of backstory, we bought paint and we both thought it was tinted and white and ready to go. Opened it up. It needed to be tinted. It's white. I don't need it tinted. I just need white paint. So we had to take it back to the store, get it tinted last night. By then, it's almost dark, and I only got the first coat on. So then this morning, I'm like, I'm wide awake, and now I'm hungry after talking about breakfast. And, you know, I'm going to get up and do something besides eat something I shouldn't. And, I, you know,
this is good.
So I got
this
up and painted outside. The dog went out with me, so he was out there with me. He was supervising, and so, so that's why I did it 4 o'clock this morning. So in case anyone was curious.
Anybody was going to guess that one, because that's crazy. That's awesome, though. Good for you. Way to be, you know, check a box and feel like it's, there's nothing like feeling super accomplished first thing.
Right.
Even if it's the first thing is still in the nighttime, really, technically.
Well, so Mark did text me and guess I painted. However, he had some help. He cheated, Mark, and I know he's listening, too. So I've known Mark forever, and he guessed that I painted, but he had some help from a certain other person in our household who gave him the answer. So he cheated.
That's okay. We can still say, yay, way to go, Mark. You guessed it.
Yeah, gold star for you today, Mark.
Gold Star. Those nice big stickers that we used to get in our worksheets when we were in elementary school. That's what you get, but it's just kind of in cyberspace because we're not actually giving out stickers. So.
Right, we're not. Yep, there you go. So tomorrow, you and I will be back. We're going to have a new texting poll tomorrow morning. So we're going to have a fun one tomorrow in honor of Halloween, Emily.
Awesome. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for everything Halloween. And everybody have a great and beautiful day. You know, like that hermit thing. Enjoy yourself today. If you take a minute, just go outside. It's going to be 80 degrees. So enjoy.
Enjoy it. You bet. Well, you have a good day, Emily. We'll talk with you tomorrow morning. I hope everyone has a great day and enjoy your Tuesday. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local carrier